One day, the guy said, John, you can't prove God is real. I said, that's nothing. Once you leave the room, I can't prove you're real either. Somebody said, John, how do you know God is real? I said, you know, I never once asked, is Jack Daniels real? Does he personally supervise every drop of whiskey? Is Captain Morgan a real pirate? And if so, how come the Navy hasn't caught him? I never once asked these questions. You know, I don't ask questions about God. Instead, I ask the opposite question, which is this: what does God want from me? That has an answer. That has an answer. The third step suggests that we make a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understand Him. I would say, or as we don't understand Him. You know? I don't have to understand Him. I mean, I don't understand my car. When it breaks down, I call AAA. The car mechanic understands the car, but he may not understand computers. And the computer guy doesn't understand farming. We all use things we don't understand. But it's more important to understand what God wants from me. Third step says we made a decision, turn our will and our lives over the care of God. I have a method for that. It's amazingly simple. I think of my life as unfolding as a series of scenes of various lengths. 5 minutes in a bathroom, 10 minutes getting dressed, 5 minutes stop at Starbucks, 30 minutes on the expressway. Series of scenes. In each scene, I ask myself exactly the same question, which is this: what does God want me to do about what's right in front of me right now? Answer the question, do that. Then the scene changes, but the question stays the same. So what does God want me to do now? And then, keep answering the question. If I answer that question one scene at a time, at the end of the day, I have turned my will and my life over, and it wasn't complicated. Just keep answering the question. And it works. And it works. My Starbucks is in a mixed-use building, parking underneath, stores on the ground floor, apartments upstairs. And I would meet a maintenance guy in the front hall, and he never looked up. Hundreds of people pass. So I said, hello. Nothing. So after a couple weeks of saying hello, he said, hello. And I said, hi, I'm John. Then he said, hi, I'm Paul. Then I stuck my hand out, hi, I'm John. Then he shook my hand. Then other people started saying hi. Then he's saying hi to them. After about 6 weeks, he's inside Starbucks talking to people. Now I have a 30-second friend in the morning. I'm not a morning person. I'm crabby in the morning. I could use a 30-second friend. It's simple, you know? Okay. Every single scene, I got 5 minutes in a public bathroom. What's God's will for all alone in a public bathroom? Well, don't pee on the floor, you know? When I was drunk, I'd pee on the floor. What do I care? It's not my floor. I'm not cleaning it up. Now, don't pee on the floor. Maybe even wipe the sink with a paper towel. That'd be nice, you know? Simple. Each scene, open your eyes. What's in front of you? What's God's will for right here? Right now, it's simple, and it works. We recognize who's God and who isn't. There used to be a guy at Hazelden named Mike Schicks, a large guy. He was a vice president, very loud, and he used to lecture to 172 people, and he'd get up to this crowd of 172 restless addicts, and he'd point at him and say, I'm going to tell you something about God, and you're all going to agree with me. And they're going, no, we won't. And he'd go, it's this. It's not me. And they go, well, yeah. Yeah. Only thing I really got to know about God is it's not me. See, I take the first three steps in the first 90 seconds of my day. Step one, good morning, John. You're an alcoholic. Pay attention. Right. Step two, there's a God. It isn't me. Right. And step three, I need to turn my will and my life over right now. Okay. Now I'm ready to go. One, two, three, go. Okay. We recognize who's God and who isn't. That means we stop.